Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. And the title of our show today is The Ultimate Six-Step Problem-Solving Formula. Yes, you heard that correctly. The Ultimate Six-Step Problem-Solving Formula. So we're going to get to that eventually, but if you have any kind of a problem, I guarantee you that you will be able to apply these six steps to it. But before we get to that, I want to give you our contact information, which is letters to Ethan. That's our email, letters to Ethan at AOL.com. And our telephone number is 727-688-5121. That's 727-688-5121. I hear from our listeners, and you know, before we get to that six-step problem-solving formula, which may not be until the second segment, I want to credit one of our listeners who sent me an email during the week, and I want to share with you what she told me. This was the email that I received on Wednesday. Dear Tom, I live in Wisconsin, and I've been listening to your podcasts since 2019. I'm a recovering addict, and I've had a lot of people tell me I'm going to hell because of my sins. I read this passage from the Bible, and every day, when I'm feeling down, I read also a poem called Heaven that you had in your book, Jesus Therapy, and I smile. I hope you can share both the scripture and the poem with your listeners so that they will know we all make mistakes and that no one is perfect. God bless you, Taryn. Well, Taryn, thank you so much for that heartfelt email, and I'm going to read the scripture that you were referring to and the poem you mentioned. The scripture is from Matthew 7, 1-5. Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your own eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye. Directly from the mouth of Jesus himself. And I'm so happy that that meant something to Taryn as she worked through her addiction and on to recovery. But the humorous part of what she wrote me was the poem that I do have in Jesus Therapy. And it's a poem called Heaven. And it was really intended for those people who tend to judge a lot, you know. So this is the poem, and we credit Rod Hemphill, who wrote this poem. It's called Heaven. I was shocked, confused, bewildered as I entered heaven's door, not by the beauty of it all, nor the lights or its decor. But it was the folks in heaven who made me sputter and gasp. The thieves, the liars, the sinners, the alcoholics, and the trash. There stood the kid from seventh grade who swiped my lunch money twice. Next to him was my old neighbor, who never said anything nice. Herb, who I always thought was rotting away in hell, was sitting pretty on cloud nine, looking incredibly well. I nudged Jesus. What's the deal? I would love to hear your take, I said. How'd all these sinners get up here? Your father must have made a mistake. And why is everyone so quiet, so somber? Give me a clue. Hush, child, Jesus said. They're all in shock. No one thought they'd be seeing you. What a great poem for people who tend to judge a lot and try to tell their friends who's going to go to heaven and who's going to go to hell. We're all God's children. We all have that opportunity. And so for Taryn, who survived that type of abuse during her recovery process and during her addiction, I'm so happy that you find consolation and hope in the words of Jesus. So we'll be back with that six-step problem solving right after we take a short break here on Wisdom for a Crazy World. So glad you're here, my friends. We'll be right back.
The Matthew 25 Mission, founded by Chaplain Tom McQueen, is a not-for-profit charity created to serve the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of the poorest of the poor in Florida. We invite you to visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com. Read about our history and our work, and consider a tax-deductible donation. 100% of all contributions are used to provide food, shelter and clothing to those in need, and all donations are tax deductible. Recalling the words from the Gospel of St. Matthew, "As long as you did it for one of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me." Please visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com and help our cause. God bless you and thank you.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And as I mentioned at the outset of the show, we're going to be sharing with you the ultimate six-step problem-solving method. You know, when I did marriage and family therapy here in Pinellas County, people would come in, husbands, wives, children, and I would always ask them that question, you know, can you tell me a little bit about the problem? And I would say 50% of the time that what they articulated first was not the problem, was not a problem. It was merely a symptom of a problem. For example, they would say, well, we don't communicate. Well, that's really not a problem. That's a symptom of a larger problem. And until we get to the larger problem, nothing will ever get better. So this six-step method is something that's worked over the years, and I'll share it with you now. So the first step is to define the problem. And sometimes in that first step, that's where the whole process ends, because we realize that it's not really a problem. So, but defining the problem clearly is essential before trying to solve it. Otherwise, we wind up just, you know, running around in circles. The second step is, it's a little laborious, but it's important, and that is to collect all of the facts and opinions from others. You know, sometimes we try for these quick hit solutions. You know, look, I got the answer. I know what we need to do here. And we leave out critical information. We leave out important people who may contribute and who may have a depth of understanding relative to the issue that's being presented as a challenge. So it's really important to collect all of the facts and the opinions from others before proceeding. And I have to say, in the six steps, that's probably the one that's the second hardest, because people don't want to invest the time to do that. They just want to come up with a quick hit solution. And then when they do come up with that quick hit solution, they get even more frustrated when it doesn't work. And then the third step is, before we start even, you know, solving anything or trying to solve anything, is to define what results can be expected when the problem is solved. How will life be when the problem is solved? How will our workplace be when the problem is solved? What would it look like? So we have a vision clearly of what we want and what we expect and what we would like to see when the obstacle or the problem is removed. That also takes a bit of time and discussion, but it's certainly so well worth it in the long run. And then the fourth step is to brainstorm all possible solutions, not just to pick one, but to brainstorm, you know, every possible solution that you can think of. whether it's a marital problem, whether it's a work problem, whether it's a friend problem, doesn't make a difference. Brainstorm every possible solution, because you never know. The solution that you least expect or that you least considered may be the solution that will help solve the issue and solve the problem. And then the next step, or the fifth step, is once we have all that information, is to pick the best solution. Pick the one that we think is going to be most effective in the long term, something that we can all embrace, something that we can all live with, and something that respects the dignity of the person or the people with whom we have that problem, if it's a people problem. So here's what happens when we get to the last step. And this is where the process breaks down. Yeah? Because the last step is the most obvious, but sometimes it's the least step that is taken. It's the step in which we act and implement the solution. Sometimes we think of a solution, we say, yeah, we should do that. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, let's do that. And then we don't do it. So define the problem, collect all the facts and opinions from others, define what results can be expected when the problem's solved, brainstorm all possible solutions, pick the best solution, and then act. And I guarantee you, whether it's personal or professional, that process will bring you peace and a desire to move forward in growth. Now, there's one minor obstacle we'll talk about when we come back after our break, but I'm Tom McQueen, and you're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World.
From author Tom McQueen comes the important and must-read new book, What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven. In What I Learned When I Died, author Tom McQueen shares some of the lessons he learned from that initial encounter in heaven, lessons that were reinforced by the fellow travelers he journeyed with along the road of life. Author Tom McQueen is a retired licensed marriage and family therapist, chaplain, and founder of the American Family Foundation, Incorporated. He has published numerous books and articles, and his best-selling book, Letters to Ethan, a collection of letters he wrote to his grandson, was the recipient of the Angel Award from the Excellence in Media Foundation. Author Tom McQueen has appeared on the Lifetime Television Network, the This Is the Day program on Catholic TV, and on many shows and radio programs throughout the United States. What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven, from author Tom McQueen, is available on Amazon and makes a great book for book clubs. Order your copy today.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And tonight we're talking about the ultimate six-step problem-solving solution, or formula, or whatever you'd like to call it. And right before we took the break, I said, you know, when we come back afterwards, I'm going to tell you about the fly in the ointment. But let's review the steps first. The steps: define the problem, collect all the facts and opinions from others, define what results can be expected when the problem is solved, brainstorm all possible solutions, pick the best solution, and finally act. And so someone asked me, they said, Tom, what if I do all that? And then the solution we pick, we did all that, and it doesn't work. Simple answer. You picked the wrong solution. Go back to the drawing board, go through the process again, and don't give up. That's the key. Sometimes people just give up on a problem, and then the problem mounts and gets worse and exacerbates, whether it's in the family, causing grief and harm and resentment, or at work when it does the same thing. So just because you've tried a solution and it didn't work, and you've gone through that formula, don't give up. Go back and keep trying until you find an equitable solution that brings healing and peace to all. And that's the best advice that I can give to you. And I want to, before we close tonight, share a prayer with you that Taryn sent me as a part of her healing process in terms of moving along in her recovery from addiction to recovery. And this is a prayer that she said that she used often, and I wanted to share it with you as we close our program this evening. But before I share the prayer, I want to thank you for being here, for the wonderful comments and emails that you send me, and a couple of you have called me. I really appreciate that. We love doing this podcast. We will continue to do it. And if you have an idea, please call me or email me and let me know what you would like us, what you would like the topic to be, and we will research that. Anything that helps our listeners is something that we are certainly happy to do. So here's the prayer from Taryn. Father in heaven, some days I just feel like giving up, not trying anymore. Life seems to throw more at me than I can handle. If I'm taking care of one person's needs, I'm neglecting those of someone else. I feel that I should be able to handle everything, but realistically, I know I can't do it. Sometimes I forget that you are with me, willing to share my burdens and to pick me up if I fall. In fact, I'm certain that my challenges are no more difficult and most likely less than what others are called to face in their lives. But that doesn't make it any easier. Please, Jesus, stay with me. Help me when I fail, and give me the strength and the courage to persevere when the going gets tough. Amen. Taryn, thank you so much for sharing that poem. I know that it will benefit our listeners. And thank you for being here on another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. See you next week, my friends. God bless you.